episode 777, Got Happiness?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy, happy day! You got happiness? Oh, I sure hope you do. It is the weekend. It is a time to celebrate. And I am so thrilled that you're here. I hope you are taking a little bit of time off just for you, including the family, too. You gotta, you know, include the little munchkins. They're adorable. I know. Give them extra squeezes because I'm giving you big squeezes from across the airways. And I want to welcome in all of our brand new family members. I am so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Woo! Now that we've got that all done, sometimes I feel like I have this spiel. And I know it's important to give because sometimes it just hits us at different times. You know, when you were growing up, think back to what moms would say to you, you know, whether it was your grandma, your mama, your, you know, your great grandma, all these moms talking to you, right? Could be your mom of your friend, but you got all these moms coming at you and they may say the same thing, maybe use a few different words, but the meaning is all there. But then all of a sudden one day it's like, boom, click, oh, got it, woo. It's like fireworks go off. And you're like, gosh, where was I the last 10 years? You know, well, you know what? That's what we're talking about today. Got happiness? Do you really have happiness? Because let's be honest, let's be real. You know, I want to be real and authentic with you. I always am. Take off all the masks. Stop hiding. I don't want you, you know, shriveled up in a corner. That's not what I'm here about. I haven't been one to shy away. Well, maybe I have a little bit, but not from you. In life, I used to. But it's important for us to understand that, you know what? Life is going to be tough. It's not going to be perfect. We live an imperfect life. But instead of fussing over your fumbles, got happiness? Because you need to have happiness in your life. You need to be smiling from ear to ear. And you're like, well, you don't know what my life's like. That's why I'm listening to you, Christiane. Well, we all have different lives. I get that. And that's how God made us, right? We all have our own unique purpose. We were given our own family. What's awesome, though, is you're part of an extraordinary family right here. And happiness is found where you least expect it. It's amazing to me that a lot of us are searching for happiness and we think that it only comes from good. But in actuality, happiness is a choice. Have you ever thought about it that way? I think as a mom, of course, you know, I'm a mom of five, so I think I've heard just about every excuse there is under the sun. Maybe not all of them, but pretty much I've heard probably a million excuses. And I love the simplistic ones. Mom, I'm bored. I have nothing to do. I'm not happy. And I just literally, I mean, that's like, oh, a dagger in me. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. In this world today, for you to use the word bored is utterly ridiculous. Okay, now that's probably for another episode. However, I think we go along those same lines when we talk about happiness. I'm just not happy. I don't know why I don't feel happy. Well, it's not what you see is what you get, because that's what we're thinking it's all about, right? The happiness is everything that's surface, what we see eye to eye. It's got to jump out at us and say, oh, time to be happy. Put on your smiley face. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yes. No, it's not that. Can I take you back to Barney? Do you remember Barney, the big, huge purple dinosaur? I don't even know if he's still on. I think he is. But I got to tell you, when my children were little, Barney was the in dinosaur. I mean, he was popular everywhere. And he would literally, when I would take my girls to dance, okay, I kid you not, the girls would be in their dance class and the moms would be out and said, and would be talking, did you see the episode of Barney today? I'm like, okay. Now that just tells you kind of the different time periods of children and growing up. But you see, happiness is a choice. It's not what you see, it's what you get. And Barney always ran around so happy. He was always happy, making everybody else happy. But when I think about him, that little purple, okay, he's not little, but that big purple dinosaur who always looked like he had a smile because it was a costume. Sorry, guys, if you didn't know that, but okay. Anyway, he was always happy, right? But his character, Barney, made choices to be happy. Got happiness? Do you have happiness? Maybe you need to go tune in to Barney. Maybe you need to see what he has that you're missing. Unfortunately, though, we've taken happiness and we have kind of twisted it. And we've missed the idea of what God desires for us and what it means to have true happiness. And we have put a tangible stamp of this is what it means to be happy. And we actually have to hold something. Physically hold something. Let me give you an example. You have a young man and a young woman. And the man is ready, completely fallen in love, head over heels for this beautiful woman. And he's ready to marry her. So usually what does the man do? Well, in our Cinderella dreams, right, we want him to get down on one knee and say this beautiful speech and then slowly bring out what? The ring. The ring. What would happen, though, if there wasn't a ring? What would happen if the love of your life asked for your hand in marriage and what he pledges is his heart? He doesn't give anything else, but he pledges 100% of his heart to you for life. Now, I want you to be honest. Got happiness? Or is your happiness wrapped in platinum, rose gold, cushion cut, emerald cut, maybe 2-4-10-carat ring? I'm really telling you, though, and asking you to be honest here. You know, on social media, what's posted first when we have the young man and the woman come together, it's the picture of the ring, right? And maybe the kiss of the couple, the selfie. Got happiness? Now, this is a legitimate question. And why do I even pose this question to you when I'm talking about happiness? Well, it's because, 50% of our marriages end in what? Divorce. Got happiness? Years and years and years, theologians, philosophers, economists, business icons, psychologists, they've all sought out to define happiness. Now, me being a deep thinker, I've tried to do the same thing. Now, not for the world, but for me. So let's start with the basic definition of happiness. It's the state of well-being that encompasses living a good life. This in a sense of meaning and deep satisfaction. Okay. Got happiness? Because you see, what's mesmerizing to me is that lots of us are walking around like a slumbering sloth, letting life happen to us instead of for us. We're no longer participating in life. We are sidelined. Happiness is a choice. Jim Rohn says this, happiness is not something you postpone for the future. It is something you design for the present. Maybe you're getting close to the age and you're thinking retirement would be great. Or maybe you're just frustrated in what you do and you're thinking retirement would be great. Regardless, your mind's going to retirement. Is that the only place that happiness lies for you? What happened to the 25, 30, 40 years prior to that? You're not going to be happy? But that's the picture that we paint. You work towards retirement to live this happy, beautiful life full of anything and everything you want to do. Well, what happened to all those years prior to? It's not about postponing it for the future. It's about designing for the present. Got happiness? Your brightest blazes of happiness is found in the unexpected sparks in your life. What's hiding under that rock? What you just don't see at a quick glance because your head's buried in the sand. You're living maybe in the oh, woe's me, or you're letting life happen to you or not being a participant in your life. You, my friend, have to be the one to seek out the sparks. There is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Seek out the sparks of happiness. These are the sparks specifically for you. So what does that look like? Number one, you have to define happiness for you. Oh, yeah, we gave you the basic definition, right? the state of well-being that encompasses living a good life. Well, what does that really mean? Your definition of happiness is probably totally different than mine. Some people would look at my life and say, oh my gosh, this woman is crazy. Have you seen what she does, how many times she's moved, how many kids she has, what she's been through? That is not a life I want to be living. But maybe in my eyes, it's happiness. Perspective. So define happiness for you. That's number one. You got to start right there in order to seek out the sparks of happiness. Number two, as a woman of faith, and I stand on that. It's not something that I hide from. If you're not a believer, that's okay. I'm not here to condemn at all, but I do believe in prayer. You got to pray. You need to have daily conversations with God. Now, this is not to make you feel guilty, because I know right now someone is thinking, oh my gosh, I haven't prayed today. It's okay. You're not being judged by God because of that, but what he wants from you is a relationship, and how to have a relationship is for you to quiet yourself long enough. That's usually in prayer. For us to pray, taking that time out. Because if you don't do that, you're going to miss the sparks that are right there that he wants you to see. Those seeds of dreams that he has planted in your life, those ultimate sprinkles of goodness and happiness, they're there. But if you're not open to talking with him and seeing his goodness and his greatness within your life, you're going to miss him. So you got to pray. Number three, you got to open yourself to opportunity. Be aware of what's right in front of you. We've been experiencing very interesting weather lately. A couple days ago, we were in the 70s. Actually, it was more than a couple days. It was almost like for a week, we were in the high 60s into the 70s. I was like, yes, spring is here. I'm ready for it. And then the temperatures dropped. And all of a sudden today, as I'm recording this, I'm watching out my window and it's snowing and icing. It's like these little pebbles of sleet, but it's like snow. And it's really kind of crazy. It's a combination. And so now we have this little layer of ice and now we have snow and it's getting thicker and thicker and thicker. At one point, though, you couldn't even see the little flakes. They were so fine. But if you looked hard enough and focused, you could see it. God, happiness, you got to open yourself to opportunity. Be aware of those opportunities, those snowflakes of happiness, those sparks that are right in front of you. They're sizzling there. But if you're just hunkered down, just doing your own thing because that's what you do best, you're just going to get through. You're just going to get through the responsibilities. You're just going to check off your to-do list and you're done. I'm going to put my head on the pillow, and then I'm going to put my feet back on the floor. I'm going to do the same thing over and over and over again. God, happiness? That's not living a life that God created for you. God wants more for you. He didn't say it was going to be a perfect life. He didn't say you weren't going to have struggles and those fumbles weren't going to come along. No, he never said that. But he wants to walk with you in your journey. God, happiness. Now, this does take a lot of work to figure out. It takes a lot of work to figure out what you want to put into life and what you want to get out of life. Want help? Click on the link, Take Aim. That'll begin the conversation with me. Yes, it's free. 20 minutes with me for you and I to start up a conversation. Maybe you need to start the conversation of where happiness is in your life. Maybe you need to get out of the gray skies and get into the beautiful, gorgeous sunrises and sunsets. I want to help you, but it takes you to take action, take aim, click on the link. Where is your happiness today? This is really a thinking one for you. I want you to process it. I can't give you all the answers. You have to be the one to search and seek it out. Because you are you. You're so uniquely you. That's what's so awesome. So today, go create your happiness. Live, love, impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.